Ooh wee, what's popping, good folks? You already know who it is, your friendly Apex Alpha, and I want to take this time to thank you for listening to the podcast. I greatly appreciate every single one of you. So, me, myself, and I, I'm pretty sure you've all heard this before, and that's basically what this podcast is going to be about. This podcast is going to be about you today. So, the mantra for today is also me, myself, and I. So we're going to say it two more times. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. All right. So as I said, today's podcast is going to be me, myself, and I. But I also like to get it out the way. Once again, you can find me on Instagram as Apex_Alpha. On Facebook, you could just look up Wolfpack Training. Wolfpack is spaced out, and then training is spelled regularly. You can also find all of my other social media through either of those two platforms. So me, myself, and I, today's podcast is going to be about you. As I said before, I was listening to a podcast and it was talking about survival of the friendliest. It was basically talking about the evolution of how some of the world's most more ferocious animals at one point in time became friendlier, like the dog being the dog's ancestor being a wolf, things like that. How there are chimpanzees and another form of ape, I believe, that is just as murderous as human beings are now, and things like that. And it was talking about survival of the friendliest. So the guy, the doctor that was in the podcast, talking about questions that he'd get asked. So he'd get asked questions like, oh, which dog is better, which dog is smarter, things like this, comparing these different things of nature. So a lot of times we tend to question ourselves, this person is smarter than me, this person looks better than me, this person is stronger than me, this person is faster than me, this person has more money than me, so on and so forth. And the thing is, why do we question these things in comparison to ourselves? Why do we question how others are in comparison to us? And I feel like it's okay to admire someone for what they have. It's okay to admire someone for what they do, but comparing ourselves is essentially hurting ourselves. So that's like saying, is a dog better than a goldfish? It depends on what grounds are we talking about. If we're asking, you know, who's the better protector? A dog, obviously. If we're asking who has easier maintenance? A fish, obviously. Everything has its own perspective and realm. So why are we comparing ourselves to another when we are all different? We are all made differently. We are all differently all the way down to the DNA. We can't be the same. Someone might be bigger than you, but they're bigger than you for a reason. You might be smaller for a reason. If there's by chance a dire situation and this person is too big to fit through a door, but you're small enough to go through a door and open the door for the person that's too big, boom, now you're working with each other. That big person could protect you in situations where you can't protect yourself, so on and so forth. So the thing is, stop comparing yourself. If you're going to compare yourself to anything, compare yourself to a previous you and ask yourself, am I better? Are you better than the old you? Can you be better than the old you? I think those are some pretty good questions. I remember at one point in time, when I used to wrestle and exercise in high school and everything like that, like, I had huge arms. Like, I always had, like, my arms, when it comes to my body type, like, my arms is what got showed off the most for me. So I'm like, all right, I like my arms and things like that, but I always wanted to improve. I always had a hunger for improvement. I still have a hunger for improvement. That's what drives me to do the things that I do as passionately as I do these things, because I have that hunger. I'm just hungry for stuff. So My boy Enoch, he's an MMA fighter. Humble Beast, his social media is E_NOC. Oh snap, E_NOCKS. Y'all can find him on Instagram. I just grabbed one of his shirts. Go check out my bro. But anyways, so Enoch always had the arms. He always had the chest. So he wanted my arms. I wanted his chest. We weren't envious of each other or anything like that, but we were inspired, you know, by those things. So it's like, it's good to be inspired or have a goal and work towards that goal, but don't let envy be your downfall because you're so spiteful of what someone else has. Work towards getting your own in your own realm that's for you, because you can get something exactly like somebody else and it still not be exactly like theirs. Like, there is no art that you can draw twice or create twice. It'll be different every single time. Its brush stroke will be different. The color pigmentation could be different. It's always different. And you have to think about this. You are a work of art. It took 10 to 9 months to create you, maybe even longer. But you are a work of art. Why would you try to be like someone else? And even if someone else tried to be like you, they can't. So be unique to yourself. It's a quote that goes, I don't believe you have to be better than everybody else. You have to be better than you ever thought you could be. And this was said by Ken Venturi. So don't compare yourself to anybody else. Be great. It's you versus you. That's all it's about. You can help bring other people up. You can have goals and ambitions to look similar or have qualities similar that can improve you that others have, but you will never be anyone else but yourself. Which brings us to today's word of the day. Now, this is the fifth episode inside of this season. And within each episode, there has been two prizes. So technically, I would say there's 10 prizes out there that no one has still yet to claim. So I'm not butthurt about it, but I'm just saying, who don't want free stuff? But anyways, today's word of the way is comparison. You all already know what to do. You heard this like 4 times already. Word of the day is comparison. You put it up on social media, you hashtag it, and then you at me. Meaning put the ampersand sign, which is the little at sign with a circle, and you tag my name, put it up on social media so I can repost it. The first person and the 10th person get a prize. It's really that simple. All right. So that's that part. Word of the day, comparison, hashtag it, tag me. Let's get it on. All right. And then last but not least, the question of the day is, what do you want to be? Like, honestly, not talking career-wise, I'm not talking money-wise, just yourself. What do you want to be? Me? I just want to be happy. Whatever realm that is, whether I'm rich or poor, I just want to be happy. That's my goal. This your friendly Apex Alpha signing out, and I appreciate you all for listening. You all have a great day. Yo, this the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.